And now in the last part of this program, here is an extract of a presentation made during the National Bhajan Workshop held in Vrindavan in June 2013. Three brothers, Ravi Kumar, Amay and Siddhartha, three former students of Bhagwan's University, share about the bhajan singing.
Sir, you were talking about personal duties. There's another story that I recall, which Eradi sir had shared with us, about how before their family came to Swami, he used to chant Lalita Sahasranamam every day. Seems he used to chant every day. And after they had started coming to Swami and he started singing bhajans and all that, somewhere along the line he felt, maybe I can stop that. I'm anyway doing bhajans. And one day Swami asked him, said, you used to chant Lalita Sahasranamam, right? And he said, yes, Swami. Why have you stopped? He didn't have an answer. And Swami said, every bhajan singer must have another sadhana. Don't give up your other personal sadhana because you're doing bhajans. So he was telling us how we should probably always have some other parallel sadhana also going. And the reason, while we're also bhajan singing.
And the reason he said, Swami said, was oftentimes we are lost in the sadhana of bhajans. We get into the technicalities of music and we lose that sadhana. We are not able to connect to Bhagwan. And therefore, we sometimes need another sadhana that can keep us grounded and keep us connected with Swami. And so that was one very important instruction that Swami had given.
So that was an extract of a presentation made in the Vrindavan Ashram about bhajan singing by Ravi Kumar, Amay and Siddhartha. And with that, we have reached the end of this episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We do hope you enjoyed it. Please do send us your feedback for this program. As always, you can reach us at listener@radiosai.org. The sound engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek. And the background music was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. As always, we offer this humble endeavor at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan.